Welcome back to Coffee in the Swarm, a Project Zion podcast production coming to you from Graceland University in Lamoni, Iowa. The Swarm is our on-campus snack bar in the Newcomb Student Union. This year, our podcast is co-hosted by campus chaplain Aaliyah Farrell and is hosted by campus minister
Mike Hoffman.
Coffee in the Swarm is where we interview students at Graceland who are connected to the community of Christ. Today, we are here with
Callie Dennis.
Welcome, Callie. All right. So tell us about yourself. Tell us your story.
Okay, I'm Callie Dennis. I'm freshman here at Graceland, Montserrat. I play volleyball, a biology major. And I'm like a 1 billionth generation Graceland.
Where are you from?
I'm from Lee Summit, Missouri. Okay. So like Kansas City area.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool. So what was church like back for you at home?
So church at home for me, I attended Liberty Street Congregation in Independence, Missouri, and we go every Sunday, always go to Sunday school. My mom and dad are both big in the church. My mom teaches Sunday school, and my dad is the CFO of our Liberty Street Congregation. We also run all the potlucks at church. And that was my
You guys, your family yes. runs all the potlucks.
Yes, and they all have a team, and there's one every month.
Oh, nice. Yes, that's I good. That. I do, too.
Mm-hmm. Super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm assuming you went to church camps, went to SPED.
Oh, yes.
All of that. So how was that for you?
Oh, it was so fun. Growing up, I went when I was really little, and then I took a break because I started playing volleyball, and it was more competitive volleyball. And so I had to do a lot of like summer conditioning and training in the summer, so I wouldn't get to go to camp. But then I started going again, like after COVID. I went to SPEC for the first time. And going to SPEC made me realize, like, oh, I need to start going back to camps because this was so much fun. Right. And so then after that, I started going every year again.
So you would have gone back to senior high camp.
Yes. Then. Okay. So I never went to middle school camp.
Okay.
Yeah, that's actually funny. So
and Camp Donovan is your home?
Yes. Yeah, okay. Camp Donovan.
The best one. Yeah. No, actually at SPEC, like, our brothers at the time were best friends. And so they were like, well, Danny told her to come find me. Nico told me to come find her. Mm-hmm. And so I don't even know where we were, but like we ran
it
into each other.
And
I was like,
tent on
I was like, oh my gosh, are you Callie? Yeah, and that's how I met.
So you guys are hilarious together.
Yeah, so it's pretty cool.
Now you're a year, but Aaliyah, you're a year older. Right. So,
Okay. So what brought you to Graceland?
Well, it was a multitude of reasons, honestly. I had a lot of strong family influence to come here. I grew up hearing stories about, you know, the good old times at Graceland. And then Danny, my older brother, came, or he still is here. He graduates this year.
Yeah.
And he would tell me all the funny stories he had, like, experienced. But then I was offered the academic honors scholarship, the Full Ride prestigious honors scholarship.
Oh, okay.
So I came up here and I interviewed for that. And then the same day I had a volleyball audition, and which it was a very stressful day to do like full day
both.
Of honors panel. And then like the other half of the day was volleyball. Very stressful day for Callie. But I ended up winning the prestigious honor scholarship out of the other applicants. And then I also ended up making the volleyball team. And so, you know, those just were some more reasons that secured me in place.
Yeah.
Did you have any other schools in mind when you were applying to colleges, or were you kind of set in stone?
For a long time, I didn't want to come to Graceland. Yeah. I was like, I'm going to be different. I'm not going to be like my family. I'm going to like forge my own path. And I thought about going to KU for a long time. Mm-hmm. But I also toured schools. I toured Boise State. Okay. I have a family in Boise.
Yeah.
And I toured College of Idaho, which is Graceland size. And I also made the volleyball team there.
Okay.
And then I also toured University of Washington.
Okay.
In Seattle. And those were all just, I mean, except for College of Idaho, they were all super big schools. And it freaked me out because I'm not very good at directions. Like, I don't know my lefts and rights, which I know I need to work on that. But they were just so big that I had to use like Apple Map, like my maps, to like get around the campus, and I couldn't find any of the buildings, and that would have just freaked me out so bad.
Yeah.
But then it was also like coming to SPEC and like realizing I could be here full time and do this full time.
Yeah.
That also kind of really made me want to come here.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you're only overlapping with Danny, who is also this year is the chaplain president too. So We work with him, but yeah, so only a year, so you'll be on your own for 3 years at
Yeah, I'm
least.
so
Yeah,
excited.
so
I just haven't been here.
yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. During preseason, I would go over and use his apartment all the time. And yeah.
I guess I hadn't thought about that. You both have.
Yeah.
Well, is he
Well,
a,
they're roommates.
oh, okay, so
They
you know
all
her.
are
Okay.
roommates.
Okay.
So,
Okay. I
yeah.
didn't know how that lasted, so
Yeah.
all right.
So, describe your Graceland experience thus far. Oh my gosh, it has just been the best. This year
Oh,
has like flown by. Like everyone
I
says, it goes
agree.
fast,
Yeah.
but oh my goodness, I can't believe we only have like 3 weeks left.
Yeah. 11 days left of classes, and then finals week. Oh, I
Yeah.
counted this morning.
That's stressing me out a little bit, but I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it to be done.
Yeah.
I would like a little break, but oh my gosh, it's just been the most fun year like ever. Fall semester was my favorite, I think, because it was just the excitement of being here, like making new friends,
Sure.
but also. Oh my goodness. Soraya and Agape, Serape was
That
the
was
peak
fun.
house
So,
pair.
just for those of you listening, this was, I have to explain the serape thing,
Yes, of
okay?
course.
Because when houses pair up, sibling houses pair up, they come up with these creative names, and I've just always found them to be totally funny. I mean, serape is that's pretty good. I don't remember hearing that before, so
Yeah.
so.
But yeah, we swept homecoming and won an
Oh, I see.
airband. And obviously, as a freshman, like that's so
That was
fun
very
and
exciting for me.
awesome.
Yeah.
So
Yeah.
yeah,
Well,
it was pretty
cool.
cool.
So I have a question to interrupt you
Of
here a little
course.
bit. So based on your Graceland experience and having now almost a year under your belt, if you had to think of a superpower related to your Graceland experience, what would that one superpower be?
Like a superpower to help me
Oh,
through.
whatever. I
Oh.
mean, or maybe, yeah, maybe help you through, or maybe just something related to all that.
I would say, and this is not a superpower I would normally like wish for.
Okay.
I would say super speed
Okay.
because you're just so busy here all the time.
Okay.
Like, sure, there's not a ton of stuff to do in Lamona, but there's always something to do on
Campus,
campus.
yeah.
And I always have so much homework that sometimes I have to pick and choose like COSA event or homework. And I
Okay.
usually end up choosing COSA event because I
Oh,
don't sleep because I stay up late to do my homework.
I
So
see.
I think I would choose super speed just so I could like speed through all my homework, all my
Okay.
studying, and still
Yeah.
get to do all the fun stuff.
Good, good,
Yeah.
good.
Yeah. So I mean, as a biology major, how has that been this year, I guess,
Well,
adjusting to all of that?
it's been busy. Like I
Oh
knew it
yeah.
was gonna be more difficult major compared to some other ones, but it's definitely a lot of homework. And it's gonna get worse.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Are
Well,
you?
because I'm
Because
a nursing major,
oh
but
yeah,
I came
but you
in as a
overlapped.
pre-med biology
Yeah,
major
so
and then I switched to nursing.
yeah,
But
so I have.
Danny is
Oh,
studying also
right.
biology.
So I have a question.
Of
Just
course.
I may be jumping ahead a little bit, but what do you want to do with a biology major? I mean, I know you're a first year student, so that may be an unfair question,
Right. That's
but you
okay.
obviously had some motivation to pick biology.
Yes.
So
Yes.
what do you want to do with it?
Well, I've always loved science.
Okay.
Honestly, I've always just loved school. I've always been kind of a school girl. Like,
Okay.
I really like to learn, and I'm good at it,
Okay.
I think, at
Yeah,
least,
well,
to my own
some
knowledge.
of the th well, but you've evidently there's some evidence there that you do.
Yes,
So, okay.
yes. But I've always loved science, and ever since I was, I don't know, little, I've always kind of wanted to be like a doctor.
Okay.
My mom's a doctor, and she's a very big influence on my life,
Sure.
but I do not want to be the same thing she is.
Okay.
She's a pathologist, so she just looks
So
under the
not that
microscope.
specific type of
Yeah,
doctor,
but I
but
still
you.
want to go into
I
medicine.
gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ultimately, I think I'd want to be a pediatrician.
Okay. Yeah.
But that's subject to
But
change.
of course, right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, what has been your church experience at Graceland?
I was a little hesitant to start going to church events at Graceland just because I didn't really know what to expect. But I went to Afterglow because Danny's chaplain president, so
Yeah.
he also plays the piano at
Right.
all the Afterglow services. And it was like the most fun like church experience I've had in a while. I felt connected to God in a way that I hadn't in a while. And it reminded me a lot of church camps, like
Okay.
singing the songs.
Yeah.
And like, I do miss hymns sometimes because we don't sing a lot of hymns at
Yeah.
Afterglow.
No.
But it is kind of fun and refreshing to just see like a lot of student testimonies rather than
Right.
big long messages
Yeah.
and get like a perspective from like my peers on their experiences with God. And so, yeah, I've really liked Afterglow like almost every week.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. So the question is, what are your life plans after graduation? But we talked about you being a pediatrician. So what do you plan to do in the summer this year? Like after you're done with your first year of college, you finally get to go back home for a little while.
Oh, I've been working on my summer plans for the past like 2 weeks, and I
Oh,
have
yeah. Okay.
everything all prepped. So I'm starting working towards clinical hours. Just look good on
So
like
you'll
my
be
school
doing that
application.
this clinical hours this
Yes.
summer?
I will be getting mostly shadowing hours.
Okay.
So I'm gonna aim for like 50 to 100 shadowing hours this
For
summer
the whole
for
summer,
the whole
not per
summer.
week.
No. I don't even know if that's
No,
possible.
I don't think so.
But for the whole summer.
Okay.
And luckily we get out so early, we get out like end of April, not
Right.
even.
Yeah.
So I'll have a lot of time to like prepare and like work on my, what's that word called? Yeah, my
Application,
med school
oh
essay
yeah,
and
is it
completing my
already
MSR.
time to do med school applications
No,
or
that won't be for another like 2 years, but you
okay,
got to get in a certain amount of shadowing hours or like
oh
clinical
I
hours.
see,
You have to have like
volunteer
on-hand
hours
patient care
and
hours type deal.
documentation for
Yeah,
it, that kind of
yes. And
thing.
so they have to like
Okay.
cite how many hours and have like a phone number saying you did it.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to work on this summer so that when it comes time to actually apply, I'm not like rushing to cram everything in, and I actually have time to study for like the MCAT. And I just met with one of the previous Rush scholars. They had Dr. Shago had a fourth year med student from Des Moines come talk to us, and I had a private little one-on-one meeting with her and asked what she did to prepare for med school. So I'm kind of following
Nice.
that. I've done some research. So I'm mostly just prepping for the future, and I might go back to the restaurant that I used to work at to make some money on the
Yeah.
side.
Okay, so what's the biggest life lesson you've learned, and how did you learn?
Like in all my life or at Graceland?
In all your life or at Graceland, whatever one you want.
Including both.
Yeah, being both. That's a tricky question. I think it would be to put myself out there more because I was very shy growing up, and I'm still
Okay.
kind of not the most outgoing person.
Okay.
I'm usually very cautious and like hesitant to enter certain situations, especially if I don't know what's going to happen. And so I think the biggest life lesson I've learned is just to trust myself and like trust God that if I put myself out there, I'm going to be met with things that need to happen, you know?
Did you
Yeah.
find that was part of your experience coming to Graceland, that you, like when I went to college, I made a big decision between high school and college. I was really shy during high school, at least I not with my closest friends, but you
Yeah.
know, and I decided that I was going to put myself out there when I went to college. Is that what, I mean, is that
I think it
what
was
you're
more
talking about?
so after COVID happened,
Oh, okay. All
which
right. Yeah.
weird timing, I guess, but
Yeah.
I think it was just being in my house for
And
so
how
long.
old were you when COVID hit?
So March 2020, when it first hit, I
Yeah.
was in eighth grade.
Okay,
So I was
okay.
like 14.
Yeah. So after that experience, then
Yes.
it's
So it
okay.
didn't really like fully click for me until I was like 14 or 15, coming out of COVID and
Sure.
going back to school like full time, not doing the hybrid schedule and like not wearing masks as much. I just felt like, these are, I guess I kind of took it for granted. And
Right.
then during COVID, it
Okay.
made me realize like, oh, like I'm not always going to have this
Yeah.
experience. I gotta make it last. And
Gotcha.
so it really hit towards the end of high school, which I think it does for a lot of people, where you're just like, you're
That
like, you
was
don't
more for
care
me.
anymore.
Yeah,
Yeah. And
yeah.
so you're just willing to put yourself out there because like this point in your life is coming to an end. And so that was when it really, really strongly clicked for me. But it was also always present during camps because church camps are just such a welcoming environment that I would always felt comfortable enough to like put myself out there more.
So you could really be who you, sort of who you are,
Yeah.
really. Yeah. Okay.
Do you think that like Graceland and the housing system has like helped you overcome that?
Oh,
Or
for
do,
sure.
yeah. Yeah, it's so nice to just have an automatic, I mean, everyone says it's like your automatic friend Right.
group with your house, but they
Right.
really do like encourage you to go to events and get yourself out there and make new friends. And you meet so many like different types of people that you really learn how to get along with everyone and like how to be yourself around more than just one type of person.
Are you, do you have plans for next year? Like here at Graceland, do you want to pursue a house counsel position or okay.
Yeah, so I ran for COSA
Okay.
for Soraya, and I got it.
All
So
right.
I'm super excited because I love COSA.
Okay. And just for you listening, COSA is the Campus Organization for Student
Student
Activities.
Activities.
Yes. Okay.
Yes. So I'm super excited
Yeah.
because I've loved going to COSA events,
Okay.
and I really like to organize and plan and
There
help.
you
And
go.
I think, I mean, those just go right hand in
They
hand together.
do. Yeah.
Yeah, I will
So.
say Callie's also very good at it too, because when we do like our like for Airband, we did our costumes.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
we made our little wigs. For those of you listening, we did like trolls. So we had to
Okay.
have little wigs on
Oh,
our
yeah.
head.
I remember those
She
wigs.
made
Yeah.
those, all of
Yeah.
them.
Wow. I think
She's
I
a
heard
super
that
proud kid.
actually, but I'd
So yeah,
forgotten it. So,
she's been awesome to have on
very
Soraya.
nice. Very nice.
Okay, so we're gonna gear more towards Community of Christ now.
Okay.
So, what are your hopes for Community of Christ in the future?
I think sometimes, not specifically Community of Christ, but Christianity as a whole gets a bad like reputation, especially when it comes to like being inclusive and diverse and like welcoming to others. And I know Community of Christ specifically is very open to that. Like that's one of our enduring principles. But being here at Graceland, I've had to explain that to people before, like explain our enduring principles and like how we love everyone and we want everyone to feel welcome in our churches and welcome to, you know, accepting the love of Jesus. And so I think my hope for Community of Christ and all of Christianity is to take another step in that direction and not so much say that we welcome and love everyone, but show it more. Yeah. Just
Well said.
be welcome. It's like
Thank you. Yeah.
So what is one thing you would want the leaders of Community of Christ to know? It probably goes hand in
Same
hand with
thing.
what
Pretty much
just what you
effectively the
said.
same thing.
Yeah.
What do you,
Yeah.
speaking of leaders, we're on the verge of the 2025 World Conference. Do you plan on going to conference or?
Yes.
Okay.
Actually, do you know Julie Beaufort?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that
Yeah.
was my mom's roommate,
Was it
actually.
really?
Yes.
Yes.
Everyone
My
always
mom went to
Graceland.
connected. Yeah, it's
My mom
connected.
went to Graceland. Julie was her roommate. Yeah,
Yeah.
Julie Beaufort reached out to me a few weeks ago. Love that
Yeah,
woman. Bless her
okay.
heart. She reached out to me and asked me if I could attend World Conference as like a preschool teacher
Oh, yeah,
or a
okay.
Sunday school teacher kind
Yeah,
of. And
that's
so I
awesome.
think I'm teaching the kindergarten
Okay,
classes
okay.
for the few days during World
Yeah.
Conference. So I'm super excited. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, good. It's going to be an historic conference
Yeah.
because of selection of Stacey Cram to be our first woman president prophet. So, you know, that's why I was sort of
That's really
leaning that
exciting.
way. So, yeah, I'm very excited about going.
All right. So, any closing thoughts? Anything you want our listeners to know?
I don't
She wants you to know nothing. Listen,
think
no,
so.
I'm just
Yes,
kidding.
yes,
Yeah, no, that's fine.
yes.
Great.
Yeah. Well, thank you
Oh,
so much for being
of
here,
course.
Callie.
Yeah.
That wraps things up for today's episode of Coffee in the Swarm. Thank you for listening. This is Aaliyah,
Callie,
And Mike.
signing off until next time.